Michael Sarkis, 269-549.
Mr. Sarkis, let's see now who is going to do Mr. Sarkis. I don't have him and Mr.
Do you have him?
I'll have him.
Do you have him?
No, I don't.
Mr. Sarkis?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, just one moment, we're looking for your paperwork, sir.
Okay.
Let's see, I have two here for him. I only have one left. Nobody else has him?
I don't have him, Sarkis.
S-A-R-K-I-S. Michael. We didn't do him as a wave, did we?
No.
We don't. Sir, I'm going to ask that the CO3 would ask you if you could wait for a few moments and bring someone else up as we try to get some paperwork on you. We don't have any paperwork at the moment.
We just don't have the sheet. I have it.
Oh, you have the paperwork. We just don't have the sheet. Okay. Just
you have the sheet. I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, please go ahead, sir, and we'll move forward with it.
Okay.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to do your hearing, sir, and we will move forward at this time. You're still there, Mr. Sarkis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, just for the record again, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us, please?
Yeah, Michael Sarkis, 269-549.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee. Although you cannot see us, I am going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. You have our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel chair. And you also have with us today, sir, the Honorable David Neal.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Sarkis, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. So do you recall receiving and signing that form advising you of this hearing today?
Yes.
Okay, so on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No. I'm representing myself, yes.
Okay, sir, thank you. Sir, at this time, I also like to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officers. At this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we're going to determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we're going to determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Mr. Sarkis, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 1, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on August 22, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Sarkis, I move to find that he was delinquent and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, we're going to go on to...
Honorable Mr. Johnson, would you give me his warrant number, sir?
His warrant number is 2017-W2992.
Thank you so much. Sorry to interrupt, sir.
That's all right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board would make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Sarkis, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sarkis was released from DOC custody on August 22nd of 2017. He was arrested on September 3rd of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconded warrant status and was returned to our custody that same day with 12 absconded with the community supervision end date of June 3rd of 2018. Period conviction, 2014, narcotic drug violation, 3 years, 9 months. Prior conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 1 year. And 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.23, mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no SUD or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS absconded 20 days, returned to custody, and reached CSED. Has a moderate disciplinary history with theft and manufacturing intoxicating substances noted. Other arrests, 1991, forgery, Michigan unknown. 1991, fraud, Michigan felony conviction of probation. 1993, armed robbery, Michigan felony conviction to a prison. 1997, stolen property, Michigan felony conviction to a prison. 1998, unlawful use of means of transportation, Michigan felony conviction to a prison. 2001, unlawful use of means of transportation, Michigan County Jail. 2006, narcotic drug violation, Michigan felony conviction probation. And 2009, marijuana violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G3 to B4.
Okay, Mr. Sparks, I see that when you were released, you were approved to stay at the Reborn Halfway House at 2509 West Orangewood. However, you never establish residency there, sir. Why didn't you ever establish residency at the Reborn Halfway House, sir?
Well, exactly, I'd like to say for the record what I did and what happened.
Okay.
And the day before I was released from Safford Institution, I was given a phone call to my family. I called and I was told by my sister that my mother is on her deathbed.
Okay.
I immediately got a hold of a friend of mine and said, I don't know what to do. They're saying I have days left before I see my mom. So I got a hold of him again on the day I got out. He immediately drove me to Michigan. I absconded, yes I did. I went and seen my mom at Henry Ford Hospital. She was on her deathbed. She was going in and out of consciousness. She seen who I was. She was aware of who I was. After 9 days of me signing in and out at Henry Ford Hospital, being there with my mom, I told her I had to turn myself in. I said, I absconded from parole and came here to see you. She immediately agreed with me and said, don't worry, I'm going to make it. I'm going to feel better. I immediately returned back to Arizona. It was a 3-day trip. I called Alhambra, and I told Alhambra that I have a warrant. I'm sure I'd like to turn myself in. They told me to call the police, get a certified warrant, and then I can turn myself in that way. So I said, fine, well, I'm right down the street. So I went to Hardee's or Carl's Jr. on the corner of Washington, down 100 yards from Alhambra. I called the police. I waited 3.5 hours. Sergeant Riker came. He was a regular police officer, but he was a sergeant. And I let him know that I'm here to turn myself in. He's like, no problem. He ran my name. He didn't cuff me or anything. I jumped in the car and turned myself in at Alhambra. Upon Alhambra, I asked to be urine dropped on the same night that I was in. Came back negative, not using drugs. 3 days later, I was sent to St. Louis Complex here. And then 5 days later, the chaplain told me that my mom had passed away. And I'll never forget myself that I didn't go see her while she was alive. But I was able to do that. I was wrong for what I did, but I wanted to see my mom before she left. The psych came to see me, the chaplain came to see me to tell me that she had passed, and that's it, sir. I'm not a violent criminal, as you can see. I'm 50 years old. I know I can finish parole. It was in this point where I just had to see my mom that took care of me for my whole life. And I'm not making excuses for what I did, but I want you to know that I did turn myself in.
So, Mr. Sarks, why didn't you contact your parole officer?
Because I was told by numerous people that unless there's a death in the family, I wouldn't have been able to leave the state to see my mother. I called the parole office on my way back to say that I was turning myself in, and a lady, I forgot her name, she told me to turn myself into Alhambra, and that's when I called Alhambra and told them that, and they told me to call the police, and I called the police, and I waited 3 hours for them.
So, Mr. Osborne, does this show that he contacted his PO or?
No, sir.
I contacted the parole office. I asked to speak to Cody Watts. That was my parole agent. And they told me that he went in, and I told them that I had absconded and I'm turning myself in because I wanted to see my mother. And they said, well, you have a warrant. I said, okay, well, I expected that. And to turn yourself into Alhambra. I called Alhambra. Alhambra told me to call the police. Sergeant Riker at the Phoenix Police Department was the one that picked me up that I turned myself into. I was only gone for like 14 days. I'm sorry I did that, but I had to see my mom and I didn't want to see her in the casket.
Okay, Mr. Sarge, first of all, I'm sure the board want to make sure we give you our condolence for the death of your mom, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Okay, sir, the board doesn't have any additional questions. We're going to be going into discussion, sir, to discuss this issue. Prior to going into this discussion, Mr. Sarge, I want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything else you'd like to tell this board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
Yes, I would like to tell, well, I'm at the mercy of the board, that I'm 50 years old, I'm not a violent criminal, I'm in here for possession of marijuana, and my sister called Reborn Assistance, they're glad to accept me back. I have a job at the Princess Restaurant, I'm a certified chef, I have a job. I mean, I'm not making any excuses for what I did. I know I did what I did was wrong, but please understand the situation and the facts. And, you know, progress is not a straight line, but if you give me that chance to do my 7 months on parole and get this done and over with, I want to do it. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, before we go into discussion, sir, I got just one more question for you. In 2012, you absconded for 20 days. What was your reason for absconding back then?
Because the halfway house that I went to would not accept me, so I went to a temporary placement, and I called the police department in Tucson and turned myself in there because I had no place to go. And that is on the record that I did that. Turned myself in because I was on the street, because they wouldn't accept me at the two placements.
And is there a reason why they wouldn't accept you? Were you still doing drugs or what?
No, I've been clean off drugs for years, sir. The reason why they wouldn't accept me is because I didn't have the upfront money. That was at TLC. I didn't have the $67. And I told them I could work around the house or whatever, and then they sent me to another place that was like an in-and-out, they had bed bugs and everything like that, so I went to a payphone and I called the police and turned myself in. And I said, I need to go back to prison and kill my number because they're putting me out on the streets because I don't have upfront money. But I do have money now. My sister sent me some money. She was also supposed to get a hold of the parole board and send them paperwork of me being at Henry Ford Hospital with my mom. Okay. But sir, I'm not a young kid anymore. I want to finish this parole. I haven't been doing drugs. I've been urine dropped numerous times while I was at Alhambra. And if I would have showed up dirty, it would have showed that in the past 2 weeks or a week and a half, it would have showed up and I was clean. I showed up clean for two urines while I got back here in the Lewis Complex also. I haven't done drugs in over 6 years.
Okay, Mr. Sarkis, the board's going to go into discussion, sir.
Chairman, may I just ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne, sir, do you show anywhere that he, well, we know that he went to Michigan for his mother when she was ill, but did we show any record that he was, why he went to, we know that that was, that he absconded, but did he report why he went? I mean, in terms of the criminal notes?
No notes reflected of any contact.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Sarkis, is the board having any additional questions? Mrs. Rittenhouse?
Mr. Sarkis, do you have a place to live here? Do you have any family here?
Yes, my mom owns, she did own a 500 West 15th Street. It's a vacation home in Tempe. And she rents it out to college students at ASU.
Okay, so that's available to you to live there?
Yes, it is. But I can also go to Reborn Assistance, if which my sister got a hold of. But because the room was all the rooms were rented out, but we still have an open room there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sarkis. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, any additional questions by the board?
Just one other.
Okay, Dr.
I almost said this question, but one other just comment. As I recall from Mr. Osborne's report, initial report, that he, and in 2013, he had a situation involving something about a minor, didn't he? I mean, what was he in for in 2019? I mean, 2013.
I was in for possession of marijuana.
Marijuana, okay. So okay, that was 2013. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I have another sheet that I've already filled out.
Oh, okay.
Either way.
Okay, sorry, you just said that. Okay, Mr. Sarkis, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain silent and stay on the phone. While the board's in discussion, during this discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. So please stay on the phone, but remain silent while we're in discussion. We'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
It appears that Mr. Sarkis, it appears to be being honest to me that he did go back to Michigan. He stayed there for 9 days. As he says, he stayed there because his mom was in the hospital. And subsequently, he came back. He was absconding for 12 days. When he came back, he turned himself in. He said it was a 3-day ride from Michigan here back to Phoenix that he turned himself in. He was at the Carl's Jr. located at 24th Street in Washington. He said he did call Alhambra. He never did make an effort or attempt to contact his, well, he said he did make an effort to contact his PO, but his PO wasn't in. So. So they then informed him to turn himself into Alhambra. I'm kind of at a point that we don't. He said that his sister was going to turn in some information, but we never got any information from his sister. At least I have nothing in the file which indicates that he did go to Michigan, that he was there with his mom. He said that when he turned himself in to Alhambra, he was clean, that it's been, I believe he said, 6 years since he's done any drugs. I don't condone Mr. Sarkis leaving. Phoenix, he did abscond, been absconding, and going out of state without permission, how it is. And I do understand him having the issue with his mom being ill and wanting to have the opportunity to go back and see his mom. But I think he should have made some contact with his PO during that period of time, which will be something on record as to exactly what happened or what he did. And I tell you, kind of in the middle on this, but if I had some information or something that would be substantiated that he was in Michigan, he was at the hospital, he did sign himself in and out, that we could substantiate that story, then I would. But at this time, I don't. And because he did abscond and he went to Michigan, he left the state without permission, which is definitely a violation of his community supervision, nor did he make any effort. I'm glad that he did turn himself in and followed through after he got back, but he has a long period of time still left on his community supervision, which he has a release date of June 30th, 2018, which gives him about a little bit over 7 months that he has to still do on his probation. But I really would like to hear from the rest of the board on this issue with Mr. Sarkis. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Johnson, I'm with you. I'm kind of in the middle on this one because he had a very compelling reason to leave, but chose not to handle it very well. Obviously, leaving the state is a violation of his conditions, and he does have an abscond from a previous community supervision. On the other hand, I believe that he's off drugs. He sounds very clear-headed and articulate. I think he's people mature, and I think he's at a point where he's through with the criminal justice system. At least I hope that's the case. But I'm also kind of undecided, so I would like to hear from fellow board members as well on that.
Mr. Neal?
I agree.
And I hate to be technical, it was such a sensitive situation, but technically he violated leaving the state without approval from his parole officer. That was a very unfortunate situation. I understand why, but he did violate it. Therefore, I'm not in favor.
Mr. Sarkis did violate. He did leave the state without permission. He does have a prior absconding where he absconded for 20 days, and there is no indication that he was on drugs. He says he's been off of drugs. He has, like I said earlier, a little over 7 months left on his community supervision that he has. I think I'm willing to give him an opportunity, a chance to continue on his community supervision with some amended conditions. Technically, he did violate. He did. I do understand why he went back, but I think he's been honest. I think he's been honest that he left, and when he came back, as soon as he came back, he turned himself in. I think his story of telling where he was at and the idea that he waited 3 hours for the police to probably didn't get him is probably true. If he was just turning himself in because he had a warrant, depending on how busy, you know, the police officers were, there is a Carl's Jr. that's located, you know, down the street from where Alhambra, where the prison is actually located on 24th Street. He says that he does have money and he's going to be able to work if he gets out, although not saying that, you know, him leaving and absconding was the right thing to do. That was definitely not the right thing to do, and not contact his PO and make some information in there would have been easier. And I'm not even sure that the PO may not have given the opportunity to go back and visit his mom, but he never made any effort to contact his PO. But I am willing to give Mr. Sarkis an opportunity to continue on his community supervision, and he's 50 years old now, as he says. And I think that he's going to try to do the right thing and not come back before this board again. He has 7 months still out there that he would have to do it. And I would add some amended conditions to his community supervision. So I'm going to make a motion to continue Mr. Sarkis on his community supervision with the same conditions of supervision, along with some amended conditions that I will attach if it's passed. So that would be my motion.
I'll second.
I'm going to disagree.
Mr. Neal?
Yes.
I'll agree.
The minimum conditions are going to be that, placement would be at the parole officer's discretion, treatment program must enter and successfully complete a treatment program at the parole officer's discretion. PO to start revocation upon the first positive, diluted, or unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA. Those would be the amended conditions. Mr. Sarkis.
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. Let me inform you, by no means do we condone, you know, what you've done by, you definitely violated your community supervision, sir, by going to Michigan, and you left the state by going to it. However, you know, we're giving you the opportunity, sir, to believe that you say that you're 50 years old, that you're through with the life of crime, that you haven't done any drugs in 6 years, that you have a little over 7 months left on your community supervision, sir. We added some additional stipulations to your supervision, your community supervision. One of them is that you have to, your placement is going to be at your parole officer's discretion, that you must enter and successfully complete treatment programs at the parole officer's discretion, and the DO is to start a revocation process upon the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA, sir. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, sir.
Yeah, you able to live with that, sir?
Yes, I can.
Sir, the board is putting some faith in you, and I hope you don't let this boil down by not doing that. But I also want you to understand that your actions by no ways are right, and that we understand, you know, why you did it. However, by putting me back on community supervision by no means makes it right for what you've done, sir. Based on you know, your attitude of turning yourself in, and the things that you're saying about not being on drugs and not having to go to UA, having money and a place to stay, those are some of the basis for continuing on your community supervision, sir. But you did definitely violated the terms and conditions of your supervision. Okay, sir, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing, Mr. Sarkis. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Please put the CO3 back on the phone or the next one that you have.
Thank you very much. I won't write you down.
We hope so, sir.